brushed that yesterday, so we didn't tie up the loose ends. So let's just, we were discussing it in Beis Hamidrash this morning, so let's just tie up those loose ends. We explained yesterday the question that the Gemara focuses on, the central question of the sugya, is when we're determining the 3 months that define the stage of a ben sera mara, according to Rav Chus Bedoy. And that those 3 months center around the ability for the child to give to sire a child. So the Gemara says whether we use the 3 months or the 2 months and a third, that centers on the question of whether we're going b'saroi b'nefoshos, whether we say v'shoftu eidu v'tzilu eidu. So we explained that this sugya has to be discussing when we're defining the gidrei halacha, the parameters of the din. So do we follow, do we go boser roiv, or do we go boser v'tzilu eida, v'shoftu v'tzilu eida? So that formulation, which I think is muchrach, that formulation raises two chidushim. It points out to us two ideas that I would not have thought of otherwise. One is that going boser roiv can be a tool that we use to interpret the Torah. We call it midosh ha-Torah in the dreshes, and that in and of itself is not so mechudishdik, as we pointed out, because if you have to explain the text, the passage, so following rove interpretations, the way rove people would view it is entirely seichelik, entirely reasonable. V'shoftu ha'edah v'tzilu ha'edah, until we learned yesterday's Gemara, we would say that is a tool that a particular Beis Din uses in applying the halacha, but not a tool that the Beis Din HaGodol Shebi Yerushalayim uses to interpret the parameters, the pshat, the gidrei halacha. But that's, l'chori, that's the pshat and sugya. So we pointed out that that is precisely the way that the Lekach Tov of Yosef Engel interpreted it. Then we pointed out that Rav Yosef Engel shows that there is precedent of a similar approach in Avodah Zarah. Then Rav Shechter pointed out there is precedent for a similar approach in Kodshim, right? And then in the Beis Medrash today, Ari and Phil, so they pointed out that Rav Shechter in his Maimer in this. So he points out that to sharpen the question that the Gemara is raising. So we can sharpen the question by saying that v'shoftu ha'eda v'tzilu ha'eda is used in other contexts as a tool to determine the parameters of the halacha. That's the Rashi in Ksuvas that Rav Shechter points out that Sofek Nefoshes L'Hakel is based on v'shoftu ha'eda v'tzilu ha'eda. Again, not Sofek Nefoshes L'Hakel as far as a Beis Din having a Sofek and therefore being Mekel. But there, the context was in terms of how do we interpret the parsha. There was a case where a person threw a rock into a crowded group, and within the group there are 50% Jews and 50% non-Jews. So we have to interpret when we interpret, let's say, the kavana, we're going to say it's a suffix. So it's not the Beis Din trying to figure out. So Rashi says, and we have a principle of Sovik Nevoshes HaHokel that we would apply in this case. And then, and I'm not totally convinced that that's a good example, but Rav Schechter brings the example of when determining Maki Ove V'imay Mois Yumos, last week's parasha. The Gemara says, what's the most Yumos? What kind of Mis is it? Gemara says, Bechenek. Why Bechenek? So the Gemara, so the Mechilta says, Amarta zu mida batora. Kol misa mura eina Torah shalom moshcha lehachmir olea elu lehokil. Divrei Rashiya. So you have, it's a form of misa. You have Chazal to make a decision in interpreting the parasha. Is it a mechomedikim misa or a mechudikim misa? So the Chazal said we have a mida. The mida is that we go lekula. So Shechter says, you see that v'shoftu eido v'tzilu eido to be mekel and didin nefoshes, that is a mida shatern edreshes. Now, Shechter points out that the Gra thinks it's an incorrect girsa, because what's the, how is this a mida shatern edreshes? And the Gra changes it to a martezu misa batorah, kol misa mura batorah. And the Yeshivas one says that when the Grod changed the Girsa, it was with countless rayas. Nevertheless, Rav Shechter says, you see, that based on what we're saying, one can understand the text of the Mechilta as we have it. So again, so the way that we're understanding it, based on Lekach Tov, is that there are situations where Chazal used the principle of Itzilu Eida to interpret the parasha, the Gidrei Halacha, not only to judge a specific case, not only is a tool to come to a decision in a specific case, but to discuss what are the halachas of the parasha. And we also have that Rov can be used to interpret the parasha as well. So in the case of discussing the Gdorim of the Halacha of the Ben Sora Morer, we have a question. What takes precedence? Our Sugya comes to the conclusion that Rov takes precedence. And our Sugya brought a Raya, as we explained yesterday, from Eidos. And now we can say brings a further Raya from being Magdir, from being Magdir, the Das of Kiddushei Koton, Kiddushei Ktana. I was thinking yesterday that the example of Kiddushei Ktana fits the Ran's approach very, very well. Because the Torah gives us a din of Kiddushei Ktana. We know that Kiddushei Koton. No, Kiddushei Ktana. Right, Kiddushei Ktana. Where the Torah has halacha Kiddushei Ktana. The father can organize that a Godol will marry a Ktana. And that'll be Kiddushin Deiraisa. Right? So that parsha insists that the Das of the Godol has to somehow accommodate the possibility of her being an islandess. So the Gemara says once again, just like the Chiddush Iran says, that we are looking at situations where the Torah itself incorporates within the din that we go Bosar Roiv, that we're saying that you see from the parsha itself that we should go Bosar Roiv. That was the example that the Chiddush Iran brought from Ritzicha. Our example is not like that, because our example could accommodate, you can still have been Sarah Mar, whether you go Bosar or don't go Bosar Roiv. But the Gemara says maybe we should bring a Raya that we use Rove as a tool in understanding the Parsha. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a Raya, because that example is not an example where it's Mukhrach to say that it only works if the husband, if we go Boser Roiv, because that could be a case where the husband's mekabel upon himself. So therefore the Raya as being a situation where it's mukhrach to say that the Torah accepted the Deir Rov is not correct. Not the Gemara says not a good Raya. Alright? Good. So what we added in today is that Lamaskana we do sometimes use Vishoftu Eid Vitzilu Eida as an approach to understand the Gdorm of Dina Nefoshes. So our Sugya is asking when the midah of Vishoftu Eida, in other words, when you have, we'll say it in sharper terms, when you have a Parshan Chumash where Kadosh Baruch Hu said this Parshan Chumash has unique midos shatoran the dreshes ben, like we said yesterday, Kochim has some unique midos. Like Mesis has some unique midah. So this has a unique midah of Vishaftu Vitzilu Eida. And then you have a midah of Rov called Terakula. So which midah is the midah of Vishaftu Eida taking exception to the midah of Rov? So that's what I was examining. It's a very, when you look at it this way, it becomes a very sort of laser-targeted question which the sugya is raising, which then answers the various questions we had. Well, why aren't we discussing other halachas of Rav? All right, Saad Khan, the sugya of, go ahead, Yaakov.
I just want to, is this going to be a broader machlokas, or just in Bishavtari versus Rav, or is it going to be specific?
So I would say the following. I would say, if you look at the Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Lamed Zion. So again, it's a very beautiful Marocha. And it might be necessary to Miyasha the Rambam. And it's a very beautiful Lumbus. Where I think Rav Shlach is quoting the Rav, where he distinguishes between using the Rav to determine what actually happened, the Masa, or using Rav to determine the status of the people in the Parsha. All right? So that's a very pretty mahalach. And it's beautiful lomdus. And the same, and I also pointed out to Shem Shkop and the Shem Shmaitz, because I want you to be aware of the lomdus ideas involved. Personally, for this particular sugya, I try very hard to present and to discuss and to develop lumdish ideas when they're mukhrach in the sugya, rather than speculate.
So part of
that's why. So that's what I'm saying. I think that certainly, according to the, except with the exception of the Yad Ramah, who may view it as part of the general parsha of going Boser Roiv. But with the exception of the Yad Ramah, I don't think you can develop those lumdish ideas as being necessary for the sugya. That I would say. So you may be able to explain the sugya with other lumdish approaches to the Rav. But I try very hard to go down the road of lumdish when it's a mukhrach. Good. So now we have a very fascinating sugya. Tana Rabbanan. All right. Today the sugya is the sugya of Gemrinin Midaris Rishonim. Aloi Gemrinin Midaris Rishonim. Tana Rabbanan. Ham Sulelas Vivna Rachmana Litzlana. Mother was becoming too intimate with her child. Hamsulelas bivna. Hamsulelas bivna kotam. Veher rabba. And as a result of them being inappropriately together, so they ended up having a maise via maise erva.
Wait, is the mom mother? Or?
Yeah. Hamsulelas bivna kotam. Veher rabba. So now the question is, did she become she nivala surala. She's nivala la surala, then she's a surala koyin. Right? She's nivala la surala, then she could be chayiv misa. Ketana rabbanim shalelus b'vno koton v'her rabba. And they had a ma'aseh biya, Rashi with a ma'aseh biya, which lives up to the standards of a ma'aseh biya for an Isra Arab. So Beisham ayomrim posla menakuhuna. It was a ma'aseh Isra, right? A woman who's nivala la surula becomes a zayna midin koyin. Nivala la surula. So she's nivala levna, she's nivala l'erva, she's a surula koyin. So Beisham says, she became posla menakuhuna. In other words, if her husband would die, so she would be posla kuhuna. Beisilel machshirin, beisil sadam. This was not a bno katan. So it wasn't a maisabiyah. So she's still materis.
The mother? The mother, we're not sure if she's
going to
be posla
kuhuna? The machlok is the mother's posla muzla kuhuna. Yeah. Yeah? Mishav yolo zayna, right? Why aren't they chayiv misa? So Rashi says because they are there's no hasra. Omer Rav Chiya bered the Rava Bar Nachmeni. Omer Rav Chizda v'amri lo Omer Rav Chizda amri ziri hakol moedim beben teisha shana v'yemechot should be yosei biya. There's no question that if he was 9 years old, the ma'aseh biya is the ma'aseh biya. And she would be psul l'koyin. And Rashi even says, no, psul l'koyin. Pochis mi ben shmoyne shein biyosei biya loy nechluku. And if he's under 8, everybody agrees, the ma'aseh biya is not a ma'aseh biya. Nothing happens. Right? Good. Ella beben shmoina. But if the boy was 8 years old, that's machlaikis beisil beishamai, if there was a maisa biya, which makes her psul lakoin. Alright? The beishamai sovri gamrina mideris beishaina. Because beishamai says that it was a maisa biya. Based on what? Gamrina mideris beishaina. What does that mean? No, what's Gemini Mideris Rishonim?
We learn that from the what happened to Matthias in the earlier generations.
Okay, Luchar the Matthias of Bisman Matan Torah, right? Because we go from Ovis all the way to Bitzalel, so we know it's Bisman Matan Torah. Good? So do we say, Gemini Mideris Rishonim, do we say that since this was a Maisa Bia, since an 8 year old could have a Maisa Bia, an 8 year old boy could have a Maisa Bia of Bisman Matan Torah? So that is a ma'aseh biya l'dayres, gamrinan midayres of Rishonim, u'beisilu savri loy gamrinan midayres of Rishonim. U'beisilu savri loy gamrinan. So therefore, below the age of 9, it's not a ma'aseh biya. Gemara says, midayres of Rishonim minolon de'oilid. Gemara says, and how do we know what would happen in the Deris Rishonim? How do we know the Deris Rishonim that an 8 year old could sire a child? So from here till the second last line of the Omer, the Gemara proves that the Deris Rishonim is man obvious till through the Zman Hakomas and Mishkan that an 8 year old could sire a child, right? Ayotzim Mizeh. How is the Gemara defining whether a Ma'aseh Biya is a Ma'aseh Biya? Was that? Being moiled, right? Right? So the Gemara is saying, so the Gemara is establishing, right? Arthur, we're going to say before? Okay, the Gemara is saying that it's everybody accepts that Nishtanu Ateva, Nishtanu Atvam. Everybody accepts that this Man Matan Torah, an 8 year old could sire a child. Apparently, everybody accepts that Bizman Beisil Beishamai, Bizman Atanom, an 8 year old could not sire a child. Say, Roiv. So now, the Machlekes Beisil Beishamai apparently is, right, that Siren being whether a young, whether a man with a zocher can be moiled, apparently, that's the determining factor of whether a maisebi is called a maisebi or not. Correct? And now, the machlekes beis hilosh beis shammai is saying is less man de polig that a 9-year-old can be moiled and therefore be also bia and will aser and will if nivel also will make us to look lekayin. And according to Rashi, it'll be a maisa bia which will be mechayev misa, because yeah, Rashi didn't do asra. If they did asra, it's a maisa bia, it's a maisa bia. Ella, the machlokes beisil beishamay was that if bizmana tanoim, an 8-year-old would have a maisa bia, right? Physically, it would be a maisa bia. Would we say that it would have ha'ora? So would we say that that's called a maisa bia or not? L'chora, they're arguing, do we use, right? Everybody says nishtanu atzva. They're not arguing the mitzias, l'chora. Everybody says it was a time when an 8-year-old could be moiled, and apparently now an 8-year-old could not be moiled. And apparently everybody's saying that whether being moiled or not is the determining factor of whether be also bia, it's a maise bia, but I'll be dead. So now the machleg is b'sil b'shamay is whether b'zman atanoim do we use the standard of zman matan Torah, or do we say nishtanu atzvoim and therefore we should use the standard of zman mishnah? Nope, what would you say, Yaakov?
Just one of the conditions Rabbi said was that a 9-year-old, everyone agrees, someone that's 9 and 1 day can tire a child. Could it be that Maisa Bia isn't necessarily totally on being able to sire a child, because we saw in the previous sugya that there is definitely sheet that say katan ain't a molid, but we could say that if an 8-year-old is molded, it's
hold on. If things logically accurate, but didn't I read the Gemara okay? I read the Gemara Uminolon. So according to you, the Gemara should say minolon, the daris rishon minolon, the bias and bia.
No, sir. I would say maybe that the fact that you can be molded from the bia is machri. That's definitely bias or bia.
Yeah.
You can be molded from that bia, be bias or bia, but that's not necessarily, that's not the regular parameter of bias or bia. Because we said previously in the Gemara, we said.
Oh, one time ago, so what you're saying is correct because the Ran says it. So what you're saying is correct. So now we are, the Gemara is certainly assuming at this point, all right, assuming at this point that the Abiyah of an 8-year-old was Man Matan Torah was Moiled. And therefore, the bia of an 8-year-old was mamet and tyra was a maisa bia, and therefore, aser would make her into a zona b'chayav misa.
One second.
So now, so that's minolan doiled. If a maisa bia could not be moiled,
then the Gemara said on tzalach tet yesh lo ve'ino moiled.
Right.
So there is bia without moiled.
So why is the Gemara saying minolan the olid?
Because the fact that they were molded is machriya that it's the bia so bia.
See, it's sufficient but not necessary.
Yeah, I mean that's just the proof that we can see. We can never.
That's the Ran's Malach. We'll come to it. Okay, that's the Ran's Malach. Effie?
I was gonna say like Yaakov, but because there's no other way to prove that. Because of the fact that they were molded, now we know that it was a real bia. It's not necessarily that you need to be molded for it to have a good bia. I think maybe arrive from the fact that it's dafka, the case of hera, though. Why can't it just be nibble of
well, that's again, the Ran says, makes this ha'ora, that ra itself is not such a good ra, because Heora is describing the Maisa precisely. Nivala is a, would be a generic term. Heora is a more precise term.
Can Heora lead to siring a child?
The Argumar, except for the, until you get to the Ran, Argumar would assume it's all the same. Right, the machlokes of the Heora is what Gemara calls is nichnas roi ve'eber. It's Gemara bia or just nichnas the atara. But it's certain. But we're assuming right now that it was mezriya.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So when we did it during Seder, we felt the right to mahalas one similar to what they were saying. But also, can we just say that we're not talking about what is rogue people? But we're talking about the lowest. Meaning a mere matzoi of children being able to be mazriya. Meaning nowadays.
Okay, so that's along the lines of the Yad Rama. Okay, so let's go step by step. So again, so the when one finishes the Gemara, so lachari yev a machlekes between the Rabbi Silla Beis Shammai. Again, what's clear is that there was some change, lachari some change. Between Matan Torah and Mishnah. Alright? So Mordechai will say the change was in the Rove. And we just.
Not in the Rove, but in the lowest. Meaning in the Mir Matsoi. Before the times.
Okay,
the
okay.
Times of Beis Hillel,
hold on. That's not confusing yet. So the. But everybody is in agreement there was a change in. There was Nishtanu Ateva. Right, so now the machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is whether halacha lemaisa, whether bizman of Mishnah, we're going to follow again, and everybody has to say that we're talking about a case where there was some physical heora, correct? Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about anything, right? So now. The Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is saying this Heora that took place Bizman HaMishnah by an 8-year-old, which Bizman Matan Torah would have been a Maisa Bia, something changed, so it's not a Maisa Bia. Right? We know what changed L'chaira is that it cannot be Moiled. Bizman Matan Torah, an 8-year-old was moiled, and now an 8-year-old is not moiled. Apparently, Bizman Matan Torah, the fact, and this is where Yaakov would take, Ron will take issue with it, the fact that it that this Maisabiyah was moiled, that was part of the definition of a Maisabiyah, and now it's not being moiled, so Lachaira should not be determined as a Maisabiyah. And Lachaira, the Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, is in determining what happened right now, is this a ma'aseh biha yiseres, a ma'aseh biha mechayeves misa? So do we use the parameters that were given to us at Matan Torah? Not the right way to say it. The parameters that would have been used by a Beis Din b'shas Matan Torah, right? The Beis Din of Hur and Aaron, with the way that Beis Din would have paskin then, or are we going to use the parameters of the Beis Din of the Man of Mishnah? Right, so which side has to be explained?
The Shah.
Why?
Why is the Shaykh? That just because they were molded in those days, so now this, in our era we're going to say that an 8-year-old is be also be.
What was that? What did you say? No, what would you say? So who's masking with Aryeh? That Beis Hillel's, that Beis Shammai has to be explained. Mayor, you're going to say?
Yeah, because the way that Tosos.
No, we haven't gotten to Rishonim yet. It's the term of the Gemara itself.
You're saying that, why should you use something that happened, from Matan Torah when you're supposed to use something that's how people are nowadays? Why are you using something based upon Matan Torah?
No, so what would you say? Ellie, what would you say? How do you argue? Why does Beis Shammai make more sense to you?
Because
Because Miriam changed the Torah. The Torah was given at Sinai, and this is how
science
changes.
Well, you see from the Rosh Hashanah that bias of bias, why would that change? I mean, just because it's not going to impregnate, it's still a big mice of bias. So if you're going to say all of a sudden it's not going to be a mice of bias, you have to explain why.
Again, the pashtus is that being able to be moiled is part of the definition of mice of bias. Right?
I mean, the 9-year-old doesn't make babies yet, right?
So the Gemara, again, the Gemara is saying, we no longer oil it. Right? So Luchaira, the Gemara is saying that certainly we know that Bizman Matan Torah, an 8-year-old is being moiled. Right? So now the Gemara, so the Ansamach says, Amad Al, the Gemara said that later on even a 12-year-old, even a 10-year-old wasn't moiled. Right? So how are we going to interpret Beis Hillel? At least Beis Shammai is totally consistent. And Beis Hillel is like the Sparta Chavila. Beis Hillel is going to have a 9-year-old, a Maisa Bia that can't be violent, and a 13-year-old Maisa Bia which can be violent. Right? So again, so what do we have to explain in the sugya? Before we go back to what do we have to explain in the sugya? So according to Aryeh, we have to explain Beis Shammai. According to Aryeh, Beis Hillel makes all the sense in the world. Right? In other words, Arya is saying that I think what Arya is saying is that a Maisa Bia was defined at Matan Torah not by age, but there was some physiological act was called a Maisa Bia. Right? So Maisa Bia was a Maisa Bia Moilid, was a Maisa Bia of Ha'ara. Right, a Maisa Bia of being able, whatever it is. In other words, at some point, again, so you have to understand, everybody's saying that we're talking about a situation where there was a physical Maisa Bia. There was a physical act of it. Because if there wasn't a physical Maisa Bia, if he was not Nichnas L'Soicha, how do you talk about? Right? So it has to be that physically, this little boy had a Maisa Bia. Right? The only question is Alpidin, is it a Maisa Bia? Right? So, Beis Shammai is saying, Hey Yois, Bizman Matan Torah, this Maisa Bia of an 8-year-old was Moilid. So, therefore, this act was a Maisa Bia, Kamosha Kosa B'Torah. So, Beis Shammai says, from that time on, the Bia of an 8-year-old. The bia of an 8-year-old is a ma'isa bia k'suva b'Torah. That's the din. And Beis Hillel is saying, all right? Beis Hillel is saying, but the ma'isa bia of an 8-year-old was moiler b'zman matan Torah. B'zmaneinu, the ma'isa bia, the bia of an 8-year-old is not moiler. And apparently Beis Hillel is saying, being able to be moiler has something to do with whether this is a Maisa Bia. So therefore, we have to, Nishtanot, we have to upgrade, we have to update. So according to, it sounds like Beis Shammai is saying that we can, that the, even though Nishtanu Atvoim, we use the we use a parameter that worked at Matan Torah, and according to Beis Hillel, because Nishtanu Atvom, we have to change the way that will the parameter that we'll use later on. All right. So what's the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai
l'chayra?
Was that what?
Very similar to last week.
Mm-hmm.
Was that definitive, whether the Matzias changes or not? whether or not, you know, the woman shows after 2 and 1/3 months or 3 months, if it goes by this random yet,
so
are we just talking about end of the day, the Torah put a number on it, and we stick by that number?
Good. See, what you're saying is good. Your example is not good, but what you're saying is good. Okay, the example is a bad example because there we're saying Teva stayed the same. There was a 7.5, there was a 9, so the example is a bad example. But the way you're saying, how would you say it in Lomdisha terms? Same idea. How would you say it in
is it Mechri or is it?
Did the Torah give a parameter and we extracted did the Torah give an idea and we.
Good, or
or did the Torah give us the parameter in addition?
Okay, good. No, so how would you say, what you're saying is correct. Right? Now how would you say it in Lomdisha terms? No, terrible. Total misuse. Stick around. Okay. No, what else? Sieben is close. No? What would you say?
Is Machir is Mavar?
No.
Gedur
or Din? Not bad. No? No, what would you say? Defining it, it's a maisa b'tera, no? One side is easy to define, easy to whether it's a shear. One possible way to say it is the machleges veisila beishama is the when the Torah b'shas matan Torah. Did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say that? The Kadosh Baruch Hu say that there was a ma'isa bia means it has to be a bia moilid, and b'shas matan Torah that was 8 years old, and 8 years became the shir, like shiur and mechatzitzin u'mechitzas. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave akazayas, he gave 10 tvachim. So he gave 8, right? And we could argue, for example, that I'm not saying with it, is that let's say people were short of his matan Torah, and therefore a 10th tefach mechitza was adequate. But later on, people became taller, so therefore we should lecharik to accomplish the same tzitzah. You need to have a 12 tefach mechitza, but we don't say that. We say it's 10 tefachim is 10 tefachim, right? To shear, so that side end is clear. The other way to say it is that b'shas matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us a shear per se, but gave us the gedder of what a ma'isabi is. A ma'isabi is a ma'isabi amoylid.
Objective, subjective. I don't know.
Objective or situation. What we said before is correct. Your English was correct. When they gave us a set parameter or gave us an idea. Hold, you have to be able to say it in language that you understand, otherwise you don't really understand what you're saying. And you have to be able to lumdish your terms in order to make sure that it's probably halachically correct, because if you can't explain it in lumdish your terms, then that means probably too mechudish. You have to have both with her, right? You couldn't explain it to Rosh Hashiva in the last door, so then you're probably off track. No, so anyway, so that lechora is what it sounds like, all right? That's what it sounds like, all right? I'm not sure that's correct. Let's see how the Rishonim understand it now, all right?
Isn't that based on what the machlokes itself is? We haven't established for sure what that actual machlokes Rishonim Beisol is.
That's what we're discussing. That's what we're discussing right now. According to we could argue that Beishamai holds that it is the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us 8.
I'm saying, doesn't that depend on if you understand the
Sure. Why is what we said inadequate? Nope. In terms of pshat in the sugya. Go ahead.
That's what we said earlier. In tachlis, a 9-year-old is in Lord.
Yeah, so we haven't really explained Beis Hillel well at all. Because the Gemara established for us that a 9-year-old cannot be moiled, bizman and Mishnah. So, yeah, and one can only be moiled when one was 13, 12 or 13. So, whereas Beis Shammai is a consistent position, Beis Hillel, we don't know. We haven't explained Beis Hillel at all. All right, go ahead. Hold on.
I was asking like what we're trying to explain. We were trying to explain why Beis Hillel says that a 9-year-old's bia is bia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In other words, where did that come from? Now, and in terms of Beis Shammai, what's difficult?
Who says?
What the Gemara goes to discuss?
No. So the Gemara established we at least know. All right. There was some kind of Masorah maybe. Go ahead.
What's difficult with Beis Shammai is where is his Makor that we freeze the Metzias, Bizman Matan Torah?
So then that's the balance of the Sugya, the Omid, to establish that even Bizman, that's the way it works. The only way you can explain the ages is if they gave birth at around the age of 8. That's the balance of the Gemara.
He's saying that it should be like what Meir Tesi that we should apply it nowadays. We should apply the same
right. Okay. That's bothersome. Alfi Svor was Beis Shammai saying. If nishtanu atzvaim, so why should there? How do we understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam would give us a shear which only made sense with Zman Matan Torah, right? So lechora, we step back for a moment. The machlokes as is phrased, eger minan midaris rishonim. Lechora doesn't say at all. What would be the hesber to say we should use daris rishonim? When the Doris Rishonim no longer match the Nishtanu Atzvam, so why shouldn't we say Nishtanu Alacha? Alright, so now let's be Ma'ayin in the Sukkah. So where do we start? Of the three Rishonim, Tosvas, Yad Ramah, and Ran, which is the clearest of the three Shitas?
Ran.
Good. Let's do the Ran. The Beis Shammai, also shortest. The Beis Shammai, Soivrim, Gamrinan, is the least attention span. The Beis Shammai Soivim Garminan Midaris Rishonim Ve'im Toimar Ran's Kasha Ve'hechi Garminan Minayu Tehosa Melidim Hoyu B'nei Shmoyin Ve'achshav Eina Melidim Achshu B'nei Yud Gimel. The Ran catches all the kashas on one line, right? All the kashas. This is number one. It doesn't make any sense. Beis Shammai doesn't make sense as a kasha, right? Why should we? Once you read the Gemara, the Gemara says, "I'll prove to you they used to be moiled." That means that being moiled is essential. So you'll ask me a kasha from the Omer Aleph. It's a kasha, but the Gemara says being moiled is part of the definition. So how you talking that Beis Shammai would say we're going to use an age that was defined and is no longer shayach? Question number two is that how can we discuss moiled and discuss 9. We should be discussing 8 and 13. Right? The Ikalim Eimar Shalinyan Biyosai Biyah Hoyevshin Lilmoy Shimi Kolmok and Mavvishin and Boilet Akshar Boilios Biyosai Biyah Midden Havi Aventation of Bezalel. No, so he says, well, Beis Hillel is going to have to say that the Maisa Bia, what Yaakov began with, the Maisa Bia is not a Bia Moilet. In other words, the way that the Ran learned Pshat in the Sugya is, the Gemara is now asking Akasha Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel does not require a Maisa Moilet to be part of the Maisa Bia. But we're asking Beis Shammai, how can you say that an 8-year-old is moiled? We'll explain. So the balance of the Omer is Beis Shammai. Good. Now we go back to our machlekes. So Beis Shammai says, hey, Yosef is man matan Torah. An 8-year-old was moiled, 8-year-old is a ma'isa bia. I we ask, but it's a stira. Doesn't make any sense. You told me that 8 years old was a ma'isa bia because it's moiled. Now it's not moiled. No, no, no. What we really mean is what Yaakov was saying before, that we know bizman matan Torah, an 8-year-old was moiled, so we know it has to be a ma'isa bia, but we don't really require a ma'isa moiled or ma'isa bia. What do we require? Don't know. Right? Because we know physiologically we're talking about a situation where there was bia. So what's the ma'isa bia? And as we're using bia right now for the purpose of our lashon sagi norm, our sugya, our limud, bia is the act itself, physiological act, and ma'isa bia is the halachic, is what's called the bia al-pidin. Bia is that something happened between the two people, right? He was nichnas l'soicha, that's bia. Bia kadarka. Now we're asking al-pidin, when is the Torah calling this a ma'isa bia, which makes her into a zayna, a ma'isa bia, which is going to be chayav misa, all right? So the Ran says that clearly both Beis Shammai is going to say that a ma'isa bia does not have to be a ma'isa moilad.
Even Beis Shammai, we're saying for sure.
That's to say, no. Rikol amei meshul inyan afal bishen no moilad achshav voil liyos biyosei bia mirahave abentesha le Beis Hillel.
So it makes more
sense. A second. Ela time of the Beis Hillel. The loyger reading me deris of Yishayim. Right. So now the Ran says. So apparently the Ran says exactly what Yaakov was saying before. We know from Matan Torah that at that time Bia was moiled. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was keveya, an 8-year-old's Bia is a ma'isa Bia. Kacha nigmar Allah. So later on, it's no longer being moilin. Still a ma'isa bia. Right? Beis Hillel. We don't... So now at least Beis Shammai makes sense. Right? Maybe I shouldn't make sense. At least we understand Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is conveying what a ma'isa bia is. Right? Let's make up a term just for the sake of making it palatable, right? Let's say at a certain age the ma'isa bia is mahana, right? A new term. I probably picked it up from thin air, and there's no reason to take it seriously, right? Only to give us that there could be other aspects of bia which will make it into a ma'isa bia. Right? It could be that it can't be that it's physiologically a successful bia, because that otherwise would be a sugya. Right? So it has to be successful. Hun nichnas l'seicha. Good. Next, it has to be a kedarga. Good. Now, there's bia hamoylin, right? There could be mazriya without being moylin. That's certainly true. Certain stages of life that there's hazro without heiloda. Right? It could be a ma'isa mahana. All right, let's call it a ma'isa mahana now. So apparently what the Beis Shammai is saying is, we know that bizman matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered the bia of 8-year-old to be a ma'isa bia because we know it was moiled. Hold on. So now Beis Shammai is saying, so how do we know that it was the keach hiloda which made into a ma'isa bia? No, maybe it was the keach hana that made it a ma'isa bia. All right. So Beis Shammai says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a din of 8. Good. Now the Gemara says, the Chidiran says, all right, at least I know what Beis Shammai is talking about. I know where he's coming from. Right? Gaminan Midaris Rishonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 8. It was a shir. Halacha L'moshe, like the Rush says about 9. Halacha L'moshe Misinai. So we have to now reinterpret, that's not a ma'isa moilid, it's a ma'isa mahana. Good. But Beis Hillel, the Ella, time of the Beis Hillel, like a minimum there is Rishonim, Lishmoina, Ben Nishenim Azriya, Achim is Mandeinu Ze, Achehei Ben Tes, Kiniz Lael, Vachoshenim Azriya, in Royal Shetia, Biyasi Bia. He says, but Beis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel talking about? Where's Beis Hillel coming from? Time of the Beis Hillel, like a minimum there is Rishonim, that can't be. We're not only there is Rishonim, good. So it's not going to be Shmoina, good. So b'nei ma she'ne mazriya achshav b'zmanei nuzeh Achihei bentez kineiso le'el. So now we said before that in bentez it could be mazriya, but not necessarily be moiled, right? Because she'ena mazriya in rosh etiya b'yosei bia. So the Ran says that apparently Beisilva will say that that a ma'isa bia is a bia mazriya, not moiled but mazriya. Okay. Where did Beis Hillel get this idea from? So it's not Midaris of Rishonim. Was that? Ve'ish. But how did Beis Hillel, how did Chazal know that Ish is, that's part of a Maisa Biyah, no? Rosh has a tshuva. I don't know if we should put this together, but the Rosh says that it's halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai. Right? Da, ki halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai hu, uvhu b'chlal shur chatzitza m'chitza, v'chein ben tes, sh'v'yosei bi'yu v'leipochis. So it's conceivable, that the machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is a machlekes, and what was halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai? Very difficult to say that, but l'chora that would be one neat package, so to speak, a way at least a mahalach in the sugya. All right. So again, so what were we saying? We according to the Ran's mahalach, we have answered all our kashas. Right? Beis Shammai is not the strange shita of nishtanu tondev. Beis Shammai is saying no. We know that there are. Bia does many, many different things. Bia is mazriya. Bia, number one, is hu nechnas l'soicha. Bia is mazriya. Bia can be moiled. Bia can be mahana. We know that 8 years old, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, 8 was the, was Bia. We know Bia was man matan Torah. That Bia was man matan Torah, did everything. It was mazriya, it was moiled, it was mahana, everything. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, Gamrinan midervis rishayim, that an 8 year old that Kadosh Baruch Hu said bizman matan Torah. Right now we are suggesting, we're explaining. Beis Shammai doesn't say that, we are explaining. So apparently, it's not being moiled, it's not being mazriya. We're saying being mahana. Okay, good. And Beis Sham and Beis Hillel apparently says that there is halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai. Again, here we're speculating. Because I'm putting together a Rosh and a Ran just out of necessity. All right? But that's a possible mahalach. Okay, hold the question a minute. Hold on. Don't forget them, but hold on. Look, the Yad Ramah, Tana Rabbanan. He explains what Mesolelas means. Alright? Now the Yad Ramah explains. Mishum siyata deshmaya, v'loi gemrinan minei, kideprishus liel. Right now, the Yad Ramah has another very important line. We'll not go into right now. It's part of yesterday's sugya, but let's just focus on this line. Iboi teima. The Yad Ramah is saying, I understand Beis Shammai very, very well. That's the way it was in Zman Matan Torah. How to explain exactly? Maybe like the Chiddush Ran. Maybe what's Pshat in Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel Savri Loi Gamrinon. Iboi Teimushum the Derech Rishonim. You have a Brie Tfei. Iboi Seimab Siyada Deshmaya Havoi. The Loi Gamrinon Mina. So the second is easy to understand. Iboi Seimab Siyada Deshmaya. What's Pshat Beis Hillel?
A technical reason why they didn't want to meet the Rosh Rishon, it sounds like.
No, what was it?
The Rosh Rishon, that wasn't normal. It's not the way you've been.
Okay, so what's the Machlaikas? Good. In other words, Beis Hillel is saying Matan Torah was the Tkufa of aberrant Teva. It's not the Shtandu Atzvav. It's the Teva always was something. So the Machlaikas, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, what's the Machlaikas?
That's part of, do we care these acts outside of Teva?
Yeah.
Quote unquote outside of Teva, if you're going to go put out.
Yeah, yeah.
Are we going to count them as the regular and we're going to make a din based on them? Or no, because these dinim weren't regular, they're an exception from how we define Maisavia.
So, and again, so apparently, all right, let's see, the Yadram was saying the following. Apparently, that the Beis Hillel and apparently we say everybody agrees on all the facts. The facts are that nine is a Maisa Bia. The Bia of a nine is a Maisa Bia. Exactly what that is it Hana? Is it being Mazria? Let's say being Mazria. All right, that's what we know. All right. What happened with Man Matan Torah? Either Briei Tvei, right? Unusually healthy, right? Environmental change hadn't happened yet, so it was right. So they're unusually healthy. They were closer to the Bria Soilam, or let's take it easy for our minds to wrap around. See, Siyata Deshmaya, for some reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted these Dairis to move faster, to move quicker. Whatever it was, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Dairis. You can darshan all you want. You can darshan where they want. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Masura to happen faster. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to have a Chodam Shul. Whatever it was, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Dairis to move quickly. So maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu was anticipating later on, get up to us already. So he wanted things to move fast. So whatever it was, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was a special siyata d'shmaya.
What's the difference?
One second. So what's the Yad Rama saying? What's he saying? Gorminan midaris rishonim means what? Do we? This will answer Nelson's question. We know what happened bizman matan Torah. We know 8-year olds were being Mazriya b'zman matan Torah. They mean mother b'zman matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, apparently b'zman matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if a person is ba'al eishes ish, so b'zman matan Torah, everybody understood that to mean an 8-year old. That's what it meant b'zman matan Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah, b'zman, he said 8, right? So now, what happens now? So Beis Shammai says, what does it matter whether Moshe Rabbeinu said 8 because of a special siyata that he said 8? And Beis Hillel says, I don't know. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, the Maisa Bia which we now have for an 8-year-old, that's the Maisa Bia. In other words, right? L'chaira, we could say, our first formulation, was it a shir? Or was the Kadosh Baruch Hu being Magdir? What was happening? So everybody agreed that everybody agrees with the Metzias. The Metzias is that Bizman Matan Torah, Briei Tvei, or Siyata Deshmaya. So Beis Hillel says that's all part of the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, be of an age, but not an 8-year old. 8-year old is now because we're living in a different kind of a world now. But later on, when Teva settles down, it's not even a Nishtano Tvom Sugya according to Yad Rama. Right? That may depend on which line you take in the Yad Rama. Right? It might depend, it's natural, supernatural. But Beis Shammai apparently says, Kachan Ditna Alocha. So we use work with the Shir. Just like Ten Tvachim. Right, but the machlekes of Germinan Midaris Rishonim means: do we take the din of do we take what happened at Matan Torah, or do we as a shear, or do we take what happened at Matan Torah as the getter of what a ma'aseh is? What else did he say?
why
I mean, he said that's not see. That's heavy limshot, but
yeah. So the fact that he's saying it's supernatural, I would think that he means to say that both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, we say that they were magdur the din. The question is, if we're machshiv something which is not part of nature. Both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel.
Okay, hold on that idea. I don't think what you're saying is mukhrach, but we'll explain in a moment. Let's look at Tosfos, and then we'll finish up, okay? Hold on. Tosfos says, B'yadua, Tzamech Tesem and Aleph. Even Tomer, the mashmah, the cotton, B'yadua, She'en Leish Goyalim. Tosfos is a gewaldig kasha. Tosfos' kasha is that when we learn the sugya of Ger, of Zelas Ger, Gezel Ger, so Torah says, you could have a person who has no Goyalim. So the Torah says, how could a cotton have no Goyalim? Means a cotton was not moiled. Right? So Tosfos says, what do you mean a cotton was not moiled? Because Matmat and Torah, Ketanim were moiled, 8 years old were moiled. So Tosfos says, in a Chanami, because Matmat and Torah, you became a Godol at 8. And Bishvamana Mishnah became a Godel at 13. Alright? A little bit more complicated Tosfos. We'll have to come back to it. But again, Tosfos could be interpreted along the lines of the Yad Ramah, correct? But Tosfos is saying that Godless, Tosfos is not going along the lines of the Chedushei Aran. But Tosfos is going back to saying it's a question of when godless happened. People being moiled changed. Right? So according to Tosfos, Beis Shammai says people were moiled at an earlier age, and therefore they became gedolim at an earlier age. And therefore the Maisa B was at an earlier age. And Beis Shammai says, and the Maisa B we're going to learn from our Matan Torah. And Beis Hillel says, Nishtanu Atva. Everything changed. And therefore, right, again. So where are we holding right now? We've explained. We have a sugya. The sugya is a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai that Teva had changed, the way things, the facts changed from Matan Torah till Zman HaMishnah. Good. So now, Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is a person had bia when they were 8 years old b'zman haMishnah. According to Beis Hillel, not a ma'isa bia. According to Beis Shammai, is a ma'isa bia. We have to say that a ma'isa bia per se is not a ma'isa moilid, right? Otherwise, we cannot make any sense of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Alright? So, the Machlekes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is Igerminan Bideris HaRishonim. Do we say that since Bizman Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that a Bia Bizman Matan Torah was a full-fledged Bia? Right? It was Bia, it was Mazriya, it was Moilid, so therefore that became an 8-year-old forever after is going to be the Shir, even though later on it's only going to be a Bia, maybe not even Mazriya, not Moilid. Or Beis Shammai Sevisil says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, a Maisa, it was defining for us that a Maisa Bia is a Maisa HaMazriya, and therefore it will always be a Maisa Mazriya later on. Beis Hillel we understand very well. Nosan is saying Beis Shammai still makes no sense. Right?
No, I'm saying Beis Hillel makes no sense.
Why?
Because Beis Shammai, basically we have no idea how to define a Maisa Bia, but we know that
Okay.
Moment encompasses all of them. And Molid was 8. So, according to Beis Shammai, basically in the Ran, Beis Shammai had to say 8 because that was when Molid happened. And he's basically forced to say Bizman Bizor Shoshone. Beis Hillel, where did he come up with Mazriya? Where did he get that gather?
previous Amud. The Gemara said that.
So according to Yad Ramah, the answer is that they still understood that Bizman Matan Torah, there was a special Siyata Nishmaya. All right, that was.
Even so, I
would suggest that was still part of the presentation, right? So exactly what was Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai? Was Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai that this is the way Torah was given, and therefore it'll always be this shear, so to speak, and the shear will be the shear of what was a Ma'ase B of Zman Matan Torah. Or do we say no? Because Baruch Hu gave that Bizman Matan Torah, the Maisa, the Bizman Matan Torah, the Bia of an 8-year-old, because of special Siyata Deshmaya, because Briei Tvei, they were living in a supernatural situation. But it's going to be the age will be 9 going forward. That was all part of the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. And therefore, we understood that the essential component of Bia is that it's Masriya.
Where do we get 9 and where do we get Masriya?
So the Gemara on Samech Tes understood that 9 is Masriya and not Moilid, right? That Chazal knew, and we get it that, and we would say that was the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. Either we have the rush that Basil saying that was Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, or Basil is saying that if you prorate what was happening, if you Chazal say it was being boiled, so you'd have to say that was part of the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai. Let me just sharpen what Nosson's question is. The fact that Chazal formulate Beis Hillel as loy germin and midaris rishonim, this is Nosson's kasha, it's a very strong kasha. So that would seem to mean that Beis Hillel, that makes the rush very difficult. Because the rush, according to the rush, Beis Hillel should simply say gemire, right? But Beis Hillel's lashon is legamina midaris hashayna. That means, according to Yad Ramo, we will not take the supernatural situation seriously, right? According to Chiddush Iran, that means that we will not follow, since nature is going to change, we will not learn the shear from Matan Torah, right? So what we're suggesting, right, is that Beis Hillel is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to us that the definition of a Maisa Bia is a Maisa Mazriya, not Moilid. And therefore we are supposed to update that Kfi HaMokim Kfi HaZman. Right? Loi Gamrinan, right, means that we don't learn. Okay, according to Chiddush Iran, Loiger Mina means we don't learn the particular age from Matan Torah. We learn the essential Maisa. Right? Again, according to Chiddush Iran, let's finish up with clarity. According to Chiddush Iran, the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is very much what we developed on our own. But we understand that Chiddush Iran is pointing out to us that according to Beis Shammai, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a shear. The shear is 8. According to Beis Hillel, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the definition of Bia. Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's a Maisa Hamazriya. All right, that was the Machlokes. Did Kadosh Baruch Hu megala shear or was megala? I would say the Mahus of the Maisa, a shear or the Mahus of the shear, the Getter of Maisa. All right, that's a Sibah Simon kind of idea. All right. According to the Yad Ramam, we know exactly what happened to Zman Matan Torah. And we know Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying this is a supernatural, literally a supernatural event. Nevertheless, and this is what's fascinating, is that Beis Shammai says that Kadosh Baruch Hu still used this supernatural kufa to define certain gidrei halacha. It's a fascinating idea. We can explain it al pi hashkafa v'arichas at a different time. And Beis Hillel says that, and here we are. Beis Hillel says that Kadosh Baruch Hu bizman matan Torah was megalatas that the natural that was happening bizman matan Torah was supernatural. And therefore, the 8-year-old Bizman Matan Torah was being moiled as well. That does not participate in the Gidrei Halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Loiger Minan Midairis Rishayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu must have been Megala to us the Mahus of the Maisa. So at the end of the day, the machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Saya Koin the Adramah, Saya Koin the Chiddush, are going to be very similar, right? But the essential difference between the two will be that according to the Adramah, there was a different the natural events of Matan Torah of that period of time were different, and when the Rabbonu Shel Olam was defining certain natural events for halacha, did Kadosh Baruch Hu use the tkuf of Matan Torah, or did he explain to us that we're going to be using the natural laws that will become once again apparent after Matan Torah? Right, we'll have to leave that for another discussion. What's the base of that machlokes? All right. Good.
According to the run, Beis Shammai is still not...